Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't f*** it up.
If you love reality,
this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Bye, pumpkin.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
He goes out of their way to go and say that to someone.
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The mortalist of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing...
Welcome back and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Real House Husbands podcast.
Yes, how good's this? Back again, baby.
Yes, but this week we're doing something a little bit different, aren't we, Tim?
We are switching it, flopping it on its head or whatever the saying is. We usually obviously always have a guest, but we thought this week we're going to just do it the two of us, like... Let's be real. Who's our favorite reality stars of all time?
Tim and Rod.
Yes. So we're going to have ourselves. And we thought, because we always get stung with this on Insta, we do ask us a question and then you only have 15 seconds to answer it.
Yeah.
Which is just nowhere near enough time to fully explain yourself, is it?
Yeah. And the whole point of this podcast, it is a reality TV podcast.
Yes.
But like we've said from the beginning, real life is so much juicier. So we're going to answer some of these juicy questions. Pretty much all of you are sex addicts and want to know about sex. But we're going to share all and show why our life should be a reality TV show.
Yes, because we put in a questions box thing on Instagram the other day, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we asked you guys, the listeners, the followers, to send through your most outrageous, funny, entertaining questions. And we got bombarded. Well, I've quickly scanned through some, but there's some gnarly questions there. There's some outrageous, hectic ones that I don't even know if I feel comfortable answering.
But we're going to.
We've got to do it. We've got to do it for the listeners. But so stay tuned. We're going to be answering all your outrageous questions in Tim and Rod's Q&A coming up next on the Real House Husbands podcast.
If we sound a little bit tipsy, it's because we're drinking champagne recording this one. And like we said,
champagne showers.
Like we said, we're doing things a little bit different this week. We're not actually having a guest on. We're just doing a Q&A. We asked you guys a few weeks ago for some feedback and you guys said more of Tim and Rod. So that's what you're going to get. And you're going to get a little bit of tipsy Tim and Rod so that we don't close up over these questions.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Here we go. So I'm just clicking onto the questions. We've got a truckload came in. So first one, dream quest on the pod and why?
Dream quest.
It says, that says quest, doesn't it? Guest.
Guest.
Oh shit.
What would it be? What is a dream quest? Oh, let's swap seats for a day.
Oh, shit, that's embarrassing. Okay, dream guest is, I reckon, for me, 100% one of the Kardashians.
I was just about to say
they
the Kardashians.
Slay. Do you reckon?
Oh, my God. Yeah, has to be a Kardashian. And to be honest, I would love to get Andy Cohen.
Oh, my God. Like, Andy would have all the tea, all the gossip. What about, I reckon Charlotte Crosby would be another good one.
Yeah, we're definitely getting Charlotte.
Oh, my God, 100%. Okay, next question. Is there anything that's too far in the bedroom?
Oh, okay. Let's just go to the sex, people. Let's go to the sex.
We're going
to
reel them in nice and early.
But I'm going to answer this one. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. What, anything? Is there anything, if I was to come in and be like, hey, I want to do this, boom.
Yep.
Is there anything I would say that you'd be like, fuck no?
I think in a relationship, like it's different when you're just single and like it's a random. I feel like you can push the boundaries more when you're safe and you know the person and you know what each other likes. But for you being my husband, I think that you could pretty much say, I want to do this, anything.
No way.
Insert disgusting thing here. And I would pretty much do it at least once.
Oh my
anything
God.
Except for like, I want to take a dump on your chest.
I was going to say, the second there's like piss, blood or shit involved, I would just say no to that. There's no way in hell. I think obviously gangbangs don't really float my boat. I only want to be with you. So definitely like crazy hectic.
I'm sure that's
swingers,
a question
coming threesomes
up.
Is out of the way. But honestly, I don't think there'll be anything you would say if there's like, obviously I don't want you to take like a dump on my chest or anything, but something, you're looking at me with a straight face. I don't think there's anything gnarly. Obviously I like to get kinky, but like what's S&M again? Is that like slapping and beating and that?
Yeah, and like being like bondage tied, being tied up and stuff like that.
So maybe like I like PG kind of versions of that, but real hectic stuff where it's like,
Tim, you're sounding like a prude. Step up your game in the bedroom.
Got to be slapped around a little bit, but nothing too gnarly.
Oh my gosh. All right, Nick, let's move on. Someone wants to know, do you remember your first time having sex with a girl?
Oh, my God. I was disgusted. I remember going down on a girl for the first time. Ew. And I couldn't even do it. I just looked at her vagina and I was like, I can't touch it. I just can't do it. I was horrified.
Oh, my gosh. I think you mentioned this in your story a few episodes ago, but that's hilarious.
Well, what about your first time, mate? Do you remember the first chick you were with sexually?
Yes, but I...
Who was it?
Well, I went to Bali.
Oh, my God. Was it a Balinese chick?
No, it wasn't.
In the rub and tug joint.
No, but I was there for like a work thing and there was like a group of travel agents because I used to be a travel agent.
Oh, yes. FYI.
And we all got super drunk and there was this girl that was super flirty. I obviously wasn't out yet at this point. Super flirty. We're like making out at the pool bar, all this sort of stuff.
Oh, my God. This sounds really romantic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. Sorry.
But yeah, anyway, we all got really, really drunk, like that many cocktails in the pool bar. I was only 17, I might add.
Oh my
I wasn't
God.
Even legal, but I was smashed. And she comes back up to my room. A few times through the day, she would be like, I have a boyfriend, you know. But I thought she was just being like a bit of like a flirt, a bit of a tease. I didn't actually think she had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then we go up to the room and start fooling around, literally just start doing the deed.
Oh, my God. Goes, what do you mean?
No, like, I can't.
Whoa. So, she wigged out hardcore.
Yeah, and says, I actually do have a boyfriend. I wasn't joking.
Oh, my God. What a little slut.
So, my first time didn't even get to the point of finishing. So, I don't count that.
Oh, but that makes me happy that she didn't, like, officially cheat on her boyfriend.
Yes, she did.
How? Didn't she tap out, like, before she was insertion?
Well, there was a couple of centimetres insertion.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's iconic. But isn't it funny looking back, like that chick I was talking about that I went down on, she was, I've said it before, she was
the, sorry, you said that right as I took a sip of champagne.
She was like the Miley Cyrus look-alike. I've told you about this chick before, yeah. And because I wanted to be Miley so bad, I'm like, I need to get with someone who's going to slightly, not turn me on, but like make me feel loved. And I was like, this Miley chick is going to do that. But like kissing her was all right, but from the second we started doing anything, I was just picturing like a man. I was picturing a big penis in my head. But like, I feel bad for this chick. She was lovely. She was super nice, but she was the last thing I wanted. I just wanted a bloke to like lay on top of me naked. And here was this poor chick naked in front of me and I was disgusted.
If anyone is watching, Tim tends to be very graphic when he talks. So please don't come at us and be like oh please my don't gosh, cancel it. Like, nah, 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 like. Tim's just very descriptive and yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, this next one's iconic. Next question. Most drunken memory together. Sorry, I'm like stumbling on my words. What about, oh my God, our honeymoon when that couple spiked our drinks and we thought they raped us, but they didn't. We literally woke up, we'd like passed out. There was this couple we made friends with and they were amazing. But like the last thing we remember, the last thing was sitting at the pool bar drinking cocktails with this couple and then boom, flashed to us both waking up with no recollection how we got to bed. We looked at each other. We're like, oh my God, this couple has like spiked their drinks. I was checking for like scars on my stomach in case they'd like stolen my kidney. We ran to the safe to check if our passports were there. Thank God they were, but we thought we'd been mugged, raped and left to die, but we were alive and we definitely hadn't been raped. But
oh, my husband is the most dramatic person alive.
But you've done the same thing. You were checking your kidney scars.
In this particular instance, he's not being dramatic at all.
Like, we thought we were going to die.
Because we were both just having a great time, didn't even feel that drunk, and then literally blackout. Like, I've been blackout drunk before, but it's normally the night's quite patchy.
Mm.
But this particular night, I don't remember a thing. I remember being at, or you remember the pool bar. I remember moving to another bar. And then from that point on, both woke up and we both were naked as well. We so were. That was the other part that was like, I have no idea how we got back here.
And there was a glass of water next to our bed. So we thought someone has definitely put us to bed and gotten us water. So we're like, oh my God, was it the couple? Was it the staff at the hotel?
Was it the security guard?
Oh, could you imagine? Last thing I remember was the four of us twerking in the ocean, sculling mimosas. Wait, mimosas? I don't even know what we're drinking.
Pina coladas.
That was it. And waking up, I felt like I was going to die. We were that hungover, but just the anxiety kicked in. Cause I was thinking, this is day two of our honeymoon. Like, what if we've been like molested and taken advantage of by this married straight couple?
Sounds like a good honeymoon.
Oh my God. That sounds like a good movie. I would watch that. Honey, what would you call it? Honeymoon from hell?
Or heaven, whichever way you want to look at it.
Isn't that funny? Because a lot of people would probably froth on that. They're like, God, I hope a couple spikes their drink and like takes advantage of us.
Oh. All right, moving on again. Next question. I'm not very creative. Oh, okay.
What is that?
That's what the person said. I'm not very creative. What's the worst question you've ever been asked?
Oh, I hate the one that's like, are you guys cut or uncut? It's like, who cares? Like,
I care. If you weren't cut, I'm not with you.
Mate, dead set. Like, honestly, we love all the people out there who have uncircumcised penises, but I don't know. There's just something prettier about a circumcised penis.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, even though most of these questions are sex related, it's just like, well, yes, we're going to answer them for you today, but it's just like, really? Are you that horny and turned on that you need to like listen to what other people's sex lives are like?
But we get that a lot. We get the top and bottom question heaps.
Threesome.
Cut, uncut. Relationships. Do you guys do gangbangs? It's like, no. Like, we've said this a lot of times before, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Like, we've got a promiscuous. No, what's the opposite? No.
Oh my God.
No, what's the word when it's just the two of you?
Monogamous.
That's it.
So Rod has a monogamous relationship with Tim and Tim's promiscuous whore.
No, I meant to say monogamous. I can't even say it. Monogamous. That's it.
That's it.
We have a monogamous relationship. No gnarly shit, but okay, next question.
Oh, you go. Your turn.
Let's do funny fact about each other. What's something we might not know about each other?
Oh, like that funny. We don't know about each other or that the listeners don't know about
either,
us.
Either or. Funny fact. I can kind of speak Italian. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I can kind of speak Italian.
You lived there for 6 months.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's another fun fact.
I lived in Italy for 6 months. I went to school in Italy. What else did I do?
You went to school in America?
I went to school in America. I did like one of my semesters at university in America, which was like the greatest thing ever. If you're in uni now and you're listening to this, go suss out your study abroad office at the campus and do a semester abroad. It was honestly the greatest thing I've ever done.
Do you even remember any of it?
Not really. I just remember a lot of Kesha, a lot of Jersey Shore, and a lot of partying.
That reminds me of a story you've told me when you were in America and you had like indigestion or heartburn or something. And You got someone to call an ambulance for you because you thought you were having a heart attack.
I'm the biggest hypochondriac ever because we were drinking a lot. So I had acid reflux, which I'd never had before. And if you never had acid reflux, it feels like your heart's like pulsating. And I was at literally, I kid you not, a theme park. We were riding roller coasters all day and I had this crazy acid reflux. I thought I was having a heart attack. So I ran to the hospital bay, the Six Flags. Like the biggest roller coaster joint ever. I was like, hey guys, heads up. I think I'm having a heart attack. They're like, get your ass in the ambulance now. They hooked needles into my arm, hooked a little like pulsating thing to my chest, drove me to the hospital. I kid you not, $6,000 later, they were like, you're not having a heart attack. Like you can go back to the theme park. I was like, what?
Did you just exaggerate that number?
No, literally. Like 2 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail. It was like, here's a bill for $6,000. I was like, what the fuck?
Did you just leave the country and not pay?
Pretty much. No, I rang the hospital crying. I'm like, wait, why was it so expensive? And she's like, just contact your travel insurance people. I'll take care of it. And thank God. I submitted the claim and they covered all of it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Could you imagine if I had to pay $6,000 because I thought I was having a hypochondriac heart attack?
Well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Like, another fun fact about Tim, he will say, he'll have a headache and he'll be like, do you reckon it's a tumor?
Oh, but- my God, yes! Yes! That happened the other week. I got a pimple on my back. I was like, oh, my God, it's a tumor. Quick, get me an ambulance. Take me to the hospital.
Although it did look like a tumor.
Oh, my God. We won't get into that. What's your fun fact, mate, that people wouldn't know about you?
I can introduce myself in Japanese.
Hoshimogoshi mamaya? No.
No.
What is that?
Hajimemashite. Boku no namae wa Ronnie desu. Dozo horoshiku.
Oh my God.
I think there's something after that, but I forget.
Wow, that's turning me on.
Oh.
Yes. Can we dress up like ninjas in the bedroom and you speak Japanese to me?
Hi.
Oh my God. You get a big bit of sushi and like beat me with it. Whoa. Oh. Oh, segue. Next question. Biggest turn on.
Sushi in the bedroom.
Deep throat and sushi. Whoa. My biggest turn on, mate. I can't believe I'm saying this to the world, but when you like play with my nipples, that turns me on. Hey, what's yours?
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I'm forgetting people are like listening to this. Should we stop recording this?
No, this is fun.
No, well, I know yours.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay. What's your biggest turn on?
Well, I'm a huge vampire lover.
You are.
Like, I love all vampire movies.
Vampire Diaries, True Blood.
So you could only imagine what my little fetish is.
Wow.
I like to get bitten. Yes. Although Tim's always like, is that too hard? I'm like, no, I'll tell you if it's too hard.
I don't want to hurt you. Like, sometimes when I do it, the last thing I want to do is hurt you. I want to help turn you on. But I don't want to, like, leave a mark or an open wound or...
Yes, go for it.
I've had so long story short, I'm going to step up my biting game. Where's your favorite place in your body to get bit?
Kind of like on my traps and neck.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. Okay, next one. Biggest turn off. So this is the opposite. Your biggest turn off. That we do, do you reckon? Or
yeah, there surely has to be something that where you're just like, oh, I'm not sleeping with him today.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm a bit of like a cream freak. Whoa, sorry.
We should have been drinking while we did this one.
I can't talk today. I'm a bit of a clean freak. So I can't stand it when you're like, if you'd spent like a morning at the gym, then a second session in the other, and then you haven't showered, and then we go to have sex. That's when you're real.
That has never happened. What are you even talking about?
Sometimes after the gym, we try to like do it, don't we?
No, well, not after a session in the morning, work all day, another session in the arvo, and I still haven't showered. That's never happened.
Could you imagine how bad we would stink?
Hypochondriac over here.
You're very good though. I've never met anyone that's so tidy and clean. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever come home and not jumped in the shower first, which how do couples do that? Like, I guess in a straight relationship, it's probably a lot easier because it's not really, but wouldn't the fanny would still probably stink, wouldn't it?
And like, yeah, let's just move on. I don't like that.
Okay. Did you want to ruin? Well, here we go. How did you guys know you guys were perfect for each other?
Oh, well, to be honest, it's something like when you meet someone. So you've all heard of like love at first sight, but
yes,
it was honestly like a connection. Like, and it's something that until you've experienced it, it's so hard to explain.
Sorry, I just did the wildest burp.
And it's just like Tim came to the door, and like we've mentioned this story before, and it was just like how he spoke. It was just like,
aww.
He's like, oh, hey, mate. And I was like, oh, he's a man. Like,
here you fucking go.
But then after we hung out a few times sort of thing, it was just like when he wasn't with me, I wanted to be around him. And like when we're together, I just felt safe and at home. And it was just
mate.
So yeah, we've just gone from sushi in the bedroom to how much I love you. Now Tim's an emotional wreck.
Mate, that's so not. You know, the second I knew I was in love with you.
What?
Because I'm obviously a big like old school pop diva fan.
Pot diva.
I'm a pot dealer, baby. No. You sold me my first joint. No, sorry.
Whoa.
I think we're dancing around hair. We were dancing around your bedroom. I think it was to possibly like a Kesha Megamix. It was a Kesha Megamix. It literally went for like 20 minutes. It's the greatest thing you'll ever hear. Like literally go to YouTube and search Kesha Megamix. There's a few, but it's like the longest, the one with the most views. Anyways, we were dancing around your bedroom with bevies, dancing to Kesha. And I remember thinking, it was like an out-of-body experience. I was like, I have never in my life done this. I obviously do it by myself at home, but I've never done this with another human being.
Are you talking about masturbation?
I've never had anyone that has cared about a Kesha Megamix. No other man in the world I've ever met has frothed on Kesha. This guy is literally my soulmate. And I think we just danced the night away.
Yes,
actually, to Kesha until the break of dawn.
Speaking of other dancing sort of things, I may have already shared this before, but I don't really care. You're going to hear it again. Yeah. When we used to always shower together and we used to put the Yui Boom like Bluetooth speaker on in the bathroom and Ariana Grande's
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Came on and we started like slow dancing together and kissing in the shower. And that was just the most beautiful moment. And now we're married.
Oh, yes. Okay, next question. What drives you crazy about each other? Like crazy good or crazy crazy? Crazy good? No, crazy crazy.
Read the question again.
What drives you crazy about each other?
Let's go negative.
Okay. I hate when you shave. I said it before. But when you shave and like trash the bathroom, there's fucking hair everywhere.
Well, if we're going to go in the bathroom, don't leave your skitties in the toilet.
I scrub them away.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God. What else? Oh, my God. There's not much you do that pisses me off.
Tim gets super defensive.
Oh, I do.
Like, if I'm not having a dig, I'm always like, I'll say something to him and then he'll dig back at me and I'll be like, excuse me, I wasn't even having a dig. He goes, oh, whoops, sorry, I thought you were.
Well, I think I'm just really sensitive. Like,
you are.
I have very crazy emotions. Like, I feel very, very good, then very, very bad. Like, my emotions and my, what do you even call that? Level of like,
sanity.
Relaxation. I'm a crazy motherfucker. No, but yeah, my emotions just like go from really good to really bad. And I wig out that people are coming at me. I know you're not, but like, you see what I'm like with other people. I'm like, did that person just look at me weird? Did that person do this? Did that person do that? Like, oh my God, am I crazy?
Do you reckon that's because of being like on TV and in a public figure and people always judge us?
I think because we got a lot of hate. Yeah. We get so much hate from like young people, old people, sons, brothers, mothers, grandmas, like everyone, every man and their dog are coming at us.
See, people, be bloody kind.
Oh, it's honestly, I was having a conversation with the chick at the liquor store today. You buying this bottle of champagne. It's honestly harder to be mean, don't you reckon?
Like,
it's really so easy to be nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, next question.
Are you stealing all the questions?
Oh, my God. Oh, there's one question. It was literally just three eggplants. I don't know. What is that? Do we like eggplants? Yes, we love them. Eggplant lasagna. That's the best.
Oh, here's another kind of sex one, but it's like a little bit different. Threesomes with my boyfriend and his bestie.
Oh. What, she wants us to have a threesome with her boyfriend?
No, right. I'm pretty sure this person is a female. I'm not going to mention her name out of privacy reasons.
La, la, la. No, yeah.
No. Go follow her. She's in the threesomes.
She wants us to bang a boyfriend. No,
but I think she has a threesome, or she's having threesomes with her boyfriend and his best friend.
Wait, I'm so bad at equations. So, wait, say that
so it'll be like a girlfriend, a girl, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend's best friend. So, I'm assuming another dude. So, I think they're having threesomes and she wants to know our opinion on this.
I kind of live for that. Honestly.
just got over saying that we don't do it.
End of the day, you know what? If whatever makes you happy in your relationship, whatever makes you happy, go for gold. As long as you're not hurting anyone else and you're not hurting yourself, or you are not being deceitful, I reckon go for it. Go for gold, baby. We support that.
Yeah, honestly, like we've always said that like it's something that we've decided not to do in our relationship is threesomes and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's at this point in time as well. Like no one knows what the next like 10 years will bring. Now there are people that say, oh, yeah, you're like monogamous now, you don't do threesomes, wait till you've been together 10 years. It's like, oh, well, do you know what? We'll worry about it when in 10 years. Like,
honestly, we could be laying in the nursing home and think, you know what? We've never had a threesome.
That's hot.
That old dude over there with the walking stick, he's got nice eyes. Let's have a threesome. Like, you just never know what the future holds, eh?
Honestly,
and you don't judge anyone on their choices.
No, and as long as it's something that you decide together and you're both 100% on board,
yeah.
If one of you is a little bit hesitant, but you're only doing it for the other person, I think you're going to end up like resenting the person and it's going to get a little bit messy. But
and as long as you're not going behind their back and, like I said before, being deceitful, you've got to be open and honest, open heart and open legs. That's what it's got to be.
I've got like another scenario with that though. What's the rules?
Yeah.
Because like in that situation, they're not like a thruple. They're not in a committed relationship with each other, but yeah. Like there's the couple. Do the couple not wear protection?
So, wait, it's two dudes. In this situation, it's two dudes and a chick.
I'm going to think that.
But I wonder if the guy is with her boyfriend. Does that make him bisexual? Obviously.
Well, he might be. But regardless of all that, I'm talking about, like, condoms.
Oh, you'd have to wear them. Surely.
But then the couple that bang by themselves would never wear protection.
But I wonder if she gets jealous, like, watching them do stuff. Well, wait, they probably don't.
Maybe it's all about her.
Oh, Slay Queen.
If it is Slay.
Leave your locker up. The queen of the jungle.
Yeah, because obviously you'd be like, you're in the mood and you're not putting a condom on, but you're like, oh, hey, bestie, can you put a condom on before you touch my missus?
But wouldn't that be awkward if they like meet at like, I don't know, restaurants and going out for dinner and stuff and you see the dude that you guys both bang, like, I guess that's just
best friend.
It was, wasn't it? That's gnarly. Okay, what's the next one?
There's more of them. I like
how long ones. Have you both together? Well, how long have you both been together? POV about lesbians and a man.
What?
Wait, point of view about lesbians. I'm a man.
Okay, so this person wants to know opinion on lesbians.
How long have you been together? POV about lesbian. I'm a man. Well, I don't get it. What's the question?
So, pretty much, we've been together 4 years, married for two, and our point-
And we are not lesbians.
And our point of view on lesbians-
We kind of are lesbians with the penis, kind of, are we? No. No, we're not.
Oh, my gosh.
No, what?
No.
I don't understand the question. You got to do it.
Oh, I think this person's English is just really bad, and they're just wanting to know our point of view on lesbians, and we love lesbians. If you're a lesbian, you're our hero. Love whoever you want to love.
Yes.
And next question.
Honestly, though, can we just take a really quick second chunk out of this podcast? If you were out there, if you were struggling with your identity, with your sexuality, of who you are, be yourself. Whatever brings you happiness, do your thing. Whatever you want to be, whoever you want to love, you have our support, love and encouragement. 1,000,000%.
And if someone comes at you, send us their name on Instagram and we're going to troll them for you.
Oh, my God. I came out as gay to my mother 1 month ago. I think it was a mistake. She doesn't like it. What to do? That was a question. That wasn't me just talking.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure your mum's known since you were like three.
Mum calls you. Okay, first of all, that is disgusting. Any parent out there, if you're a listener and you have a gay child
who
you don't accept, what the fuck? Like, it's 2021. If you're a parent and you don't accept your child for being gay, you are like, you've lost your mind. Seriously.
But the person who asked this question, I want to commend you, mate. You've got so much courage to come out. The thing that really does my head in 2021 is that you need to come out. Do you know why? Straight people don't get to a certain age, get to like 16, 17, 18, whatever, however old you are when you come out, if you're gay, and go, Mom, Dad, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it doesn't happen. And I just want to normalize homosexuality or any other like thing.
Takes balls, doesn't it? To be yourself, especially at a young age. Like, you came out a lot earlier than I did, but we're both we're like pretty much adults. So for someone to have the courage within themselves to come out in those very younger years, that is just, I have so much respect for anyone that has that, courage.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of balls.
And my advice to this guy though, I came out when I was 17. And it went so badly with my family and things like that. Like, because of like religious reasons and things like that. Yeah. And I actually re-closeted myself and didn't come back out again for like another 3 or 4 years. So I don't want you to do that. Don't go back in the closet. Just keep living your true self and just be who you are. And I promise you, mate, things will get better. If your family or friends can't accept you, then they don't deserve to be in your life. Even though that's so harsh to say and would be really hard to let a family that you love go or lose that relationship, you need to put yourself first and love yourself first.
Yes, because I was like the opposite to you, mate, because my family was very supportive and they loved me for me from the second I came out. But years leading up to that, it was like a very dark part of my life where I hated myself. I was just so disgusted in who I was, these thoughts and emotions I was having, these impulses I was having to, obviously I was attracted to men. I wanted to be with men. And it just, you get in your head as a gay person, don't you? And you think everyone's going to be against you. You think everyone's going to think you're a sicko. You think everyone's going to hate you. But in reality, my reality, everyone loved me. Everyone accepted me. And you just had to have the courage to be honest with the world. And once I was just embraced with open arms, but there's still people to this day that we get hate from. You guys, I'm sure, will hopefully follow us on Insta. We get hate every single day. Not one day goes by that we don't get burn in hell. You guys are disgusting faggots.
Vomit
God
emojis.
Hates you. We get vomit and poo emojis like on the hour, every hour. We get mothers/grandmothers. We had a grandmother the other day say that we're disgusting and we're going to hell. It's like, who cares? Like, if you don't want to be gay, don't be gay, but don't like trash and rip other people down for living their truth and being whoever they want to be and putting more love into this goddamn world. Like, that's such a positive thing.
And Tim and Rod loves you and we're on your side. Yes. Yay.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, that went real deep.
Missionary or doggy?
Oh, can you please like read the question in your head before reading it?
Wait, I'm confused. So is doggy anal?
Oh my God. Goodness, you are really coming across as a prude on this podcast.
But it is, isn't
like
it?
Like in a dog position from behind, doggy style.
But I'm talking about just dudes. Obviously, there's no other way for the two dudes to do that. But oh,
what?
Got
yes, there is. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Wait, what?
Next question.
Oh my God. Will you have kids? I'm kind of scared to have kids, to be honest. I want kids, but I'm scared that I'd be a bad dad.
This
I'd
is like a dad, conversation but- Tim and I have had because I'm ready. I want to start the process, like we've talked about surrogacy and things like that. But Tim's just not quite ready yet.
Yeah. I honestly want kids. I reckon we'd be great fathers, but that's a lot of responsibility. Like we both have brothers and sisters who have children and it consumes every part of your life. Every second of every day is just, I don't know, like revolves around this new beautiful creature, which is amazing, but that's a lot of time and energy into a new person. I reckon maybe a few years. I reckon we wait a few years and then we start. You give me the eyes. You're getting clucky, eh?
Honestly, my sister just had a baby 5 weeks ago and like I just spent, I went up there last night and I got to bath him and it was so beautiful. And yes. Yeah, I'm ready. So I'll give you 6 months.
Yes. Okay, next question. What would your last meal be? One final meal and then you're dead.
You're hogging these questions today.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're up next. Okay, you go first. What's your last meal?
It would either be crumb lamb cutlets with chips and gravy or just a standard chicken schnitzel with chips and gravy.
With like bacon and that? Chips.
No, I think when you put bacon on cutlets or schnitzel. It ruins it.
What about like fries and that? Does fries come with schnitty?
Oh, yeah, but like I like the more thick cut chips, I think.
Thick cut, yeah. Like with tomato sauce.
No, I just said gravy.
Oh my, oh my God. Okay. So that's your last meal, then boom, you're dead.
Please don't say Subway, Tim.
Oh my God. Well, I was literally going to say. Okay. I reckon like a Hawaiian Domino's pizza and a big, thick, juicy potato bake. Hot brownies for dessert and a pina colada and some Subway cookies and a Mars bar. That'll be my last thing.
Oh.
I'm going out with a banger.
I love how it's your last meal and you name like 9 things.
Well, like, don't kill me yet. I'm still eating.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh my gosh, there's so many questions, but we might wrap up with a couple of amazing race ones here.
Oh yeah, let's do amazing race and one more crazy juicy one, I reckon.
Deal. Well, there's a couple of there's your favorite memory on amazing race, and tell us about the other teams on amazing race.
I have my favorite memory. It's your probably least favorite, but it's my favorite.
All right, go.
Fuck. Obviously, nothing's going to trump. Nothing's going to I reckon, obviously, us winning was incredible. That'll be the greatest memory ever. But, like, apart from that, my favorite memory, it is Rod's least favorite. I don't know if you guys remember, but in Mongolia, in the desert, we had to ride camels. And I was sitting on the camel. We had to find the pit stop. I had a compass sitting on the camel, and Rod was, like, running at a million miles an hour trying to drag this camel through the hot, scorching desert. And I was like, run, run. Like, he was doing all the work. But looking back, it was just... the adrenaline was pumping. I was so nervous. I thought we were going home, and then we overcame that, and Rod got us to the finish line in time. And it was just, it was the craziest thing ever. But looking back, that's, I reckon that sticks in my mind as just the most insane memory ever. Like, who gets to sprint across the Mongolian desert riding a crazy camel with a compass they can't even read?
Well, only one of us was sprinting.
You were going so quick.
I remember the producers telling us to put long pants on, so I put the tights that we had on. And the reason we found out afterwards was that there was actually poison ivy that we had to run.
Those shady bitches.
Yeah. My favorite memory, even though it was kind of hectic, was in Africa. Being thrown off the gorge.
That was so good.
The Zambia Zimbabwe border.
The gorge swing.
Yeah, 70 meter free fall head first. And these African dudes literally just picked up my feet and threw me off this gorge. It was so fun.
Remember, because when we read the clue, you don't really, it's very cryptic and you don't really know 100% what it means. So the clue was who's ready to gorge themselves.
Yes.
And we thought, I'm bad with anything food related, anything that's gross. So I was like, right, if it's something foody, something gross, something you got to eat, you have to do this. We rocked up thinking it was going to be a food challenge. And next thing we know, they're like, strap this under your feet. You're getting thrown off into this gorge. Like, what?
And the fact that we ran over a bridge over the gorge, we really should have like clicked. But
that's the amazing race in a nutshell. Like, it's clearly so blatantly in your face. You're like, the adrenaline's pumping. So you just can't think of anything. Like,
and then about the other teams, I'm not going to talk about all the teams, but there is the couple though, the influencers on the race. Sid and Ash. They got smashed online. They were the villains. They stole dumplings from a pair of nuns, which was hilarious. And I'm sure, like, look, and all the other teams that were like, and all the people watching were like, who steals from nuns? Anyone in the amazing race steals from nuns because there's $250,000 on the line.
Who wouldn't when there's that much money? But they are the epitome of like the villains on a show that actually behind the scenes were two of the nicest people we met throughout that whole process. Like the sad thing is the majority of Australia hated them, but we knew what they were like behind the scenes. They helped us multiple times in that race. That was never shown. Mm-hmm. They were so nice. They were so kind. They were so fun. But obviously, every show needs a villain, doesn't it? You think of every show you know and love, every single reality show has the person that everyone hates, the villain, the bad guy. But to be honest, if you were a Sid and Ash hater, if you knew them in real life, you would love them. They're so cool. They're so nice and they're so friendly.
Yeah. On a side note, we don't condone speaking to anyone badly or anything like that.
No.
But you also don't understand the pressure of the race.
Oh.
And after the race has ended, they're the two people that we're closest with to this day and really some of the only people that we really keep in touch on a regular basis with. And yeah, we love them.
Yeah.
All right. Final juicy question. Oh, then we got to wrap this up.
Okay. Did you either...
Well, you got to stop drinking.
Oh, my God. I can't talk, girl. Did either of you try to act more straight when you first got to know each other?
What? No.
I never tried to, like, put on a persona. Obviously, I've always been myself with you, like, nothing but myself. But I remember when I was a little bit younger, it wasn't more, like, the second my balls dropped, my voice got super deep and I grew facial hair, like, super quick. So,
yeah, baby.
And I always had a bit of a bogan twang, but in terms of, I always sort of lied about what I liked. I never put on a voice or a persona, but what I was interested in, I lied about.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, I love Britney Spears, I love dancing, like, I want to go and see musicals, I would never be expressive about that. I was like, I want to go watch the footy.
I like that.
I want to go to the pub. Let's go see the footy. Like, actually, I was trying to be straight in terms of what I liked and disliked.
Well, on that, you told me, like, not long after we, like, started seeing each other, that you were having a night in with your dad to watch the footy. And I was just like, oh, well, this dude is like so straight. Like I obviously knew you were gay from the activities we're getting up to. But like, I was just like, whoa, he's like into the footy.
Quite so straight.
Yeah, but literally, like you listen to your voice, your bogan voice and deep voice and that.
Bogan voice.
And then, like, but seriously, and then the other thing on a sexual note, because like, I had looked at your Instagram at the time and you had so many sexy photos up and you look like a player, I have to admit.
I was a gnarly slut back then.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
But one of the things you said to me when I, I think like the second time I ever met you or something was that you froth on threesomes.
Why did I lie about that?
Well, I don't know, but then like-
Because I thought that's what-
You thought I was a filthy slut.
It was the blind leading the blind. No, because I honestly like- I didn't know many gay people. Like, I kid you not. Like, I had not many gay friends, didn't know many gay people. I thought that's what gay guys wanted to hear. So, I was like, I was torn. I liked you. So, I wanted to lie and butter you up, so to speak, of what you wanted to hear and know.
And I was like, oh, this guy is a player.
But I wasn't. I don't know why I lied about that. I was the opposite.
No, I don't think I ever actually put on because I'd put on such an act for so long in my life to be a straight person and pretend I was in the girls and all the rest of it that when I met you, I was just like, hey, love me or leave me and that's it.
Did you lie about the things you liked and disliked?
Nah.
Not to anyone. Really?
No, well, once I had really, truly learnt to love myself for me, which is a very long journey and it's still something I work on today.
Like what age, roughly?
Well, probably not long before I met you, to be honest, because I'd been in a relationship where I was completely cheated on and literally abused, really.
Wow, you were.
So that lost all my trust and I had to learn to love myself all over again.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, there was a couple of little flings and that, but then you're my next serious boyfriend.
Yeah, 100%. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I wish I had the balls to come out like earlier than you did. Okay, so I think that's pretty much everything. That's all the questions, all the answers. Hopefully, there was a lot of questions that we didn't get to then, but we might do this again because this is super fun. That's the one positive of doing this, because when we have a guest sometimes, yeah, we love having outrageous, fun, amazing, iconic guests, but sometimes you ask them a question and you're like, I want to answer that. Like, I want to tell how, I want to spill the tea, and you feel bad for cutting them off or jumping in or whatnot. So, I reckon this might be something on the reg. If you guys froth on this and think this is amazing, please DM us and let us know if you want to hear more of just us, because we really push ourselves to find amazing guests. We've got a great one coming up next week. But if you guys just want to hear us talking shit and spilling the tea and doing another Q&A, please let us know, because we'll 100% do it.
Yes, but don't stress. There are a lot of guests lined up for reality stars and celebrities that you guys are going to absolutely froth on. And to keep up to date with all things The Real House Husbands podcast, make sure you are following us on Instagram at Tim and Rod. And
can we cheers on the outro?
Oh, yes.
Coming up, stay tuned for our outro. Oh, this is our outro.
This is our outro.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening. You guys are amazing. Do not miss next week's episode with beep. She's iconic. We love her and we can't wait to chat with her soon. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next week.
Wow, that was the worst outro we've ever done.
You got to do it.
No. Bye, guys.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to The Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with @TimandRod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.